today, a standalone message right before we start our series next week. I was in Fort Myers, Florida, riding down the road, traffic everywhere, and I looked out my window over there, and there was a bumper sticker, and it said, "How to Get Rich Quick." Well, that caught my eye. You know? But anyway, and underneath it said, "How to Get Rich Quick," and underneath it said, "Count Your Blessings." How to get rich quick, count your blessings. It's about a month ago I saw that, I guess. And I looked at Joy and I thought, that'd make a good message. And then I came back and talked to Raj and Alex and I saw this date on the calendar. I said, I'm going to put a message together based on that bumper sticker. Okay? Once in a while I'll do a message, and I'm going to do one this morning. That's sort of weird, strange, a little crazy. I understand all that, okay? It's going to be like that today. I do word association, picture memorization messages occasionally. Like the Ten Commandments. How many have done the Ten Commandments with me? Can I see your hand? Praise the Lord. Little boy, how old is your son? 4-year-old boy came up to me this morning. He's been watching the Ten Commandments video. He's learned the Ten Commandments by knowing these crazy pictures that we put. Yeah, let's thank the Lord for her son. Come on. It's good. His son. He's excited about it. But today is one of those days, so you need to pay attention. Y'all all right? Say. You also might get some money in the message. Yeah, so you better just watch it now, okay? But that's what we're going to do today, so I need you to just wake up, pay attention, and here's the deal. When I'm depressed, when I'm down, when I'm in some kind of funk, what can I do to get out of that? How can I get rich quick? How can I get rich quick when I'm feeling poor as a dog in my heart and in my mind and my head? How can I get rich quick? So y'all see where we're going, yes or no? That's where we're going. This ain't about money. This is about how you can have a good attitude when your attitude's going south, when it's going sour. And I know that affects me. That's me. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to hang it on some money today. So let's go with the message today, Raj. What we got? Pop it up. So show me the money. Can y'all say that with me? Now talk to me. Show me the money. All right? So we're going to hang this message on some money. And you know money. Let's look at it. Let's review the money. Have y'all ever seen one of them? Say. So to remember this message, all you got to do is show me the money. When you're in this kind of funk, something's going south and you got this bad attitude, remember, say it with me. Lord, show me the money. All right? So all you got to do is remember your currency. And you're going to be able to get on track. Okay? That's the plan today. Now, this is an original message, so I hope it's going to get you on track. We're just trying. Let's see what we do. So we got the $1 bill. Pop them up, Raj. We're going to look at the 5. We're going to look at the 10. I know a lot of y'all seen those, and a lot of you have seen this, but this is where some of you ain't seen money. Right here. The 50. All right? And then the 100. There's $100. Yeah, there's 100. Okay? So that's the money we're going to look at. We're going to look at the 1, the 5, the 10, the 20, the 50, and the 100. You got it? Say, y'all right so far? Now, this is going to have Bible in it, so it's not just like a little, you know, motivational talk. We're going to look at Scripture. And that's what I did. I looked at all these numbers, the 1, the 5, the 10, and I went to my Bible, and I wanted to get things that would encourage your heart. Okay? Got it? That would help us when we're defeated, down, depressed. Does anybody ever get down here? Can I see your hand? Get a little down, get a little negative, get a little discouraged. So this will help you. All right? Show me the money, how to get rich quick, count your blessings. Got it? So let's go with it. Here we go. Let's start out with the 1. Here we go. Let me see. I think I got one. Here we go. All right, we're going to start out with the 1. All right? The 1. Got it? Say it with me. The 1. All right? So, I want you to remember this verse. Remember this. How to count your blessings. I want you to think of the $1 bill. That's the first. Okay? This is big. You can't have no 50s or nothing else if you don't have a 1. Amen? You got to get this one first. Got it? Say. This is the most important right here. Bottom line, what's the most important? The $1 bill. This thing right here, number 1. Number 1 verse in the Bible. Greatest verse I think in the Bible is this verse right here. Say it with me. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. Okay? So, the $1 bill, number 1. Here it is. How to get rich quick. Count your blessings. Here's your biggest blessing right here, and that's this. Pop it up. God gave His one and only Son for you. Say that with me. God gave His one and only Son for me. Okay, when you think of that one, who are you thinking of? You're thinking of Jesus. You're thinking of God gave His what for me? One and only Son. That's what only begotten means. Only begotten Son of God means He had one Son and one and only Son. Got it? So when I'm in this mess, down, I need to remember. I need to, whoa, come on. God gave His one and only Son for me. Clark, what are you doing? Why are you so down? Why are you so messed up? Think about what you've got in Jesus. Are you listening this morning? Okay, now we're going somewhere. Don't go to sleep on me here. Help me here, okay? So He gave His one and only Son. So what does that mean? Here's what I need to know. Pop it up. I am loved. Say that with me. I am loved. Say it with me again. I am loved. When I'm down, when I'm negative, I need to remember, show me the money. For God so loved the world, He gave His one and only Son for me. What does that mean to Gary Clark? What does that mean to you? It means I am loved. I am loved. Satan, get off my back. Get out of my car. Get out of my house. Wherever you are right now. Get away from me. I am what? Loved. How to get rich quick. That'll help you, won't it? When you get down, doesn't Satan want you to make you think that God's picking on you? God doesn't love you. You're just pitiful. You need to slap Him right square in the mouth. Okay? With old George. Okay? All right? I am loved. So, number one, we're moving this morning. Number one, so show me the money, the dollar bill, one and only Son. Say that with me. Dollar bill, one and only Son. I am loved. Now let's go with the next one. $5. There's old Abraham. Look at him, Abraham Lincoln. Mark chapter 6, verse 34. Okay, a story in the Bible. I want you to see it. And the neat thing is most of these will correlate to the number that's in that scriptural story or whatever. Let's look at this one. And when Jesus came out, He saw much people. He was moved with compassion toward them because they were as a sheep not having a shepherd. He began to teach them many things. And when the day was now far spent, His disciples came unto Him and said, "This is a desert place, and now the time is far past. Send them away, that they may go into the country round about and into the villages and buy themselves bread, for they have nothing to eat." Do y'all know where we're headed? He answered and said unto them, "Give you them to eat." And they said unto Him, "Shall we go and buy 200 penny worth of bread and give them to eat?" He said unto them, "How many loaves have you? Go and see." And when they knew, they say it with me, 5 and 2 fishes. And He commanded them to make all sit down by companies upon the green grass, and they sat down in the ranks by hundreds and fifties. And when He had taken, say it with me, the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, He looked up to heaven. He blessed, He broke the loaves, He gave them to His disciples to set before them, and the 2 fishes, and He divided among them all. And they did all eat and were filled. Hey, Ed, here, buddy. Yeah, get you a dollar. There you go. Isn't that nice? Hey, you just enjoy that dollar right there. Okay. Here we go. You're going to wish you sat up front, didn't you? Uh-huh. Right now. Yeah, all you backseat people. Uh-huh. That's right. Here we go. The five. Have you already got it? 5 loaves. When you think of the one, you think of one and only Son. I'm loved. When you think of the 5, you think of 5 what? The one, you think of a one and only Son. I'm loved. When you see the 5, you think of what? 5 loaves. Boom. Show me the money, Lord, when I'm down, when I'm negative, when I'm depressed. Pop it up. Say it with me. I am what? Fed. I'm loved. I'm fed. I mean, I don't know about you, but so often when I get depressed or get down or I get negative, I never stop to think of how God's taking care of my needs with food, clothing, things like that. Isn't that crazy? Listen, I am fed. Did you have a good meal this week? Say, did God take care of you every day this week with food? Yes or no? Sure He did. You are blessed, man. Get your head up. I'm fed, but also I'm fed the Word of God. God thinks so much of His Word, He actually says in Scripture, He puts it above His name. That's how much He values His Word. He also put it in print. He didn't have to put it in print. He put it in print for you and I to read and to eat on. Y'all listening? Yes or no? I am fed. People are looking for a Word from God today. Why don't you open up the Bible for crying out loud? Amen. Are you listening? Say, I'm looking for me a Word. He gave you a whole bunch of words. Read them. Amen. You'd find out your whole attitude would change. Number one, one and only son, I'm loved. $5, what is it? 5 loaves. I am what? Fed. You got it? You listening this morning? All right. Yeah, Chuck, how you doing, buddy? Come on. You do that. Look at right there. There you go. How you doing? Praise the Lord. You just enjoy that $5 right there. Okay? So, Ed, one and only son, right? I'm loved. You got it, Ed. Take him back your money if you don't get it. You got it. You're going to give it to the church. You're all right. Yeah, that's what you pull the old church line on me there. Yeah. $5. 5 loaves. Loaves. I'm fed. Got it? You sure? If not, look up at the screen. Okay, here we go. It's going to be up there. Here we go. So let's go with the third one. Y'all all right so far? I mean, this is like Sunday school with Uncle Gary. That's all it is this morning. Hey, but maybe if it'll get you out of some mess. Okay? Show me the money, God. I am in a mess. Okay? 1, 5. One is what? One and only son. 5 is 5 loaves. Let's look at the 10. Here we go. I got one of them. Wow. Look at that. That's something. Here we go. 10. Okay? What in the Bible talks about a 10? Here it is. Another story to encourage your heart. Here it is. Luke 17:11-17. It came to pass as Jesus went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him, say it with me, 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourself to the priest. And it came to pass as they went, they were what? Say it with me. Cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, he turned back with a loud voice. He glorified God. He fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks, for he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answered and said, were there not, say it with me, 10 cleansed, but where are the 9? Okay? So 1 is 1 and only son. Got it? 5 is 5 loaves. 10 is, say it with me, 10 lepers. 10 lepers. Show me the money, Lord. 10 lepers. How can 10 lepers help me get out of my depression? That seemed depressing to me. Well, you know what? Because they were clean. They were cleansed. And that's what popped up on the screen. Pop it up, Raj. Say that with me. I am clean. So far, I'm loved, I'm fed, and I'm clean. I'm clean. Now listen, here's what I mean by that. I want you to think about the dirty mess you've done in your life. Think about the worst, horrible, nasty, awful sin you've done. And you, because you put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ, you've been forgiven. Do you understand that? Say. Isaiah says, our righteousness is as filthy rags. That is a picture of just oozing, just nasty sores. It's nasty. It's gross. Listen, I've been made clean because of the blood of Jesus Christ. Are you hearing me today? But I'm down. I'm upset. Listen, you're loved. You're fed. You're clean, man. Get your head up. Are you hearing me today or not? To some of us, our little life problems matter seemingly more than being cleansed. Hallelujah. Did you know what? I've been declared righteous because of what Jesus Christ did on that cross. Gary Clark, it ain't up to Gary Clark to keep myself clean. He has cleansed me by His blood. Does that make any sense to anybody today? That's what the Bible teaches. That should get your head up. Are you listening? So, I am loved. I am fed. I'm clean. I'm trying to get you rich quick. You listening? How to get rich quick. Count your blessings. You've got all other kind of blessings. These are just some I came up with. All right? Count your blessings. So number 1, 1 and only son. Say it with me. Number 1, 1 and only son. Number 5, 5 loaves. 10 lepers. Okay, so I am loved, I am fed, and I am clean. Okay, here we go. Big Bob, look at that. Isn't that nice? Come on, praise the Lord. Thank you, buddy. God bless you. Enjoy that $10. Okay? Buy you a Minnesota Viking hat or something. I love the Vikings. They're playing tonight. They're playing for first place tonight. Y'all knew that, didn't you? With the only division, you can be first place and have only won like 6 games. Terrible. But anyway, that's another story. Let's do the 20, okay? Hope you're not bored stiff trying to help you. Okay? Different kind of message than I normally do. One only son. 5 loaves. 10 lepers. 1, I'm loved. 5, I'm fed. 10, I am clean. Thank you, Lord. Help me. I'm sorry for my bad attitude, Lord. Look what you've done for me. Help me remember. $20. Now we're getting some money now, ain't we, say? Show me the money. Look at this. Woo! A 20. Okay? You know what? I searched high and low in the Bible for something that said 20. Okay? I struggled. The first thing that came to my mind was the verse the preacher was preaching Sunday morning in Rockingham, North Carolina when my mom and I got saved. Revelation 3:20. Revelation 3:20. Can you say that with me? Revelation 3:20. Look at this verse. It's actually talking about the church at Laodicea. The church at Laodicea, they had gotten lukewarm. They weren't cold and they weren't hot. They were basically good for nothing. And that's what you are when you get a bad attitude. You listening or not? Say. When you're depressed, when you're down, you're no good for anybody, for your family, for anything. Just like the church at Laodicea. What did you say to that church? Because you're neither cold nor hot, but you're lukewarm, I will do what to you? Spew you out of my mouth. I'll throw you up. And quite frankly, isn't that how you feel when you get depressed and you're down? Don't you just feel like some warm throw up? Say. Okay? It's nasty. Okay? Listen. But Jesus doesn't want you to stay that way. He does not want you to stay negative. He does not want you to stay down. You might say, Clark, how can you talk passionately about what you're doing today? Because I am that way. I do get depressed. I do get negative. I do get in a funk. I get that way sometimes. Pray for joy. Would you do that? I'm serious, a heart attack. Okay? Thank God God put someone in my life that can whack me. And you know what's bad? She's going to be going, show me the money, show me the money, show me the money, show me the money. I can hear it already. All right, so this message is really for me. But listen. Listen, He wants to get you out of that funk, and that's what the Laodicean church was in. He said this. Look at it. Behold, I stand at your heart's door and knock. If any man will hear my voice and open the door, I'll come into him and will sup with him. I'll have fellowship with you and you with me. Do you see what I'm saying? I don't know about you, but when I get negative and down, I'm just not communicating with God. I don't know about you, but I'm not in good communication with Him. And He's standing there knocking. So, number 1, one and only son. Number 5, 5 loaves. Number 10, lepers. Number 20, here it is, pop it up. 20 knocks. Can you say that with me? 20. One more time. 20. That's what He's doing. Knock, 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 knock. Not just one knock. He just keeps on hanging and knock, 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 knock. When you going to get out of this bad attitude? When you going to lift up your head? When you going to let me in? When you going to stop being lukewarm? When you going to be cold or hot because you're good for nothing right now? I'm about to throw you up. Amen? 20 knocks. So I'm loved, I'm fed, I'm clean. Look, I have fellowship with Jesus, man. Can you believe it? We're talking about how to get rich quick. I have fellowship with a holy God, and I'm worried about what so-and-so said about me? Come on! Are you listening? I have fellowship with Jesus. That's good stuff. He's wanting to knock. He's knocking, wanting me to talk to Him, wanting to share a truth with me from the Word of God, maybe that I've hid in my heart, that He'll bring to my remembrance, that I can get out of this mess. You listening? Here we go. Anyway, Chuck, how you doing, buddy? Chuck's been so good. Now, you thought you went down and helped me with that drywall, won't go get nothing, did you? There you go, $20. Hey, let's thank the Lord for Chuck from New Jersey. All right? I'm going to keep calling you Chuck from New Jersey till you move back to Florida, because you've got to hate that, don't you? Chuck, let's all say it with me. Chuck from New Jersey. Oh, that's awful, ain't it? You hate that, don't you? You're getting a U-Haul this week, ain't you? Come on. Anyway, so far, we're getting close. Matter of the clock's good to me today. Here we go. Number 1, one and only son, I am loved. $5. Here it is. Five loaves. I am fed. The $10 bill. Show me the money. 10 lepers. I am clean. Thank you, Jesus. $20. What is it? 20 knocks. I have fellowship with Jesus. Amen. Y'all want to quit? Now, you want to see if you're going to get the money, don't you? I know you people right now. Here we go. 50. I ain't never seen that guy, have you? No, that's Grant. That's Grant right there. Man, he's looking good, ain't he? Look at him. Mr. Grant. You're sitting up front. Well, I didn't raise no fool, did I? Here we go. Okay, here we go. Let's stay with the message. Don't take over the message. Here we go. Here we go. 50. Okay? So number one, one only son, five loaves, 10 lepers, 20 knocks, 50. Let's look at the story. Boy, you need to listen to this story. It's huge. Then came Peter to Jesus and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Till seven times? Jesus said unto him, I say not unto you until seven times, say it with me, but until 70 times seven. And you think the story ends there? It doesn't end there. We've heard that a lot, ain't we? We've heard that little stuff. Mm-hmm. But then he tells a story. One of the greatest stories in the Bible as far as I'm concerned. But you can miss it if you don't know the math. And this, a lot of times our Bibles, they don't give us the current math. I'm going to give you the math today. Jesus said, therefore is the kingdom of heaven like unto a certain king which would take account of his servants. And when he had begun to reckon and do the accounting, one was brought unto him, say it with me, which owed him 10,000 talents. Okay? But forasmuch as he had nothing to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold and his wife and his children and all that he had and payment to be made. Let me talk to you about 10,000 talents. Okay? A talent would be the equivalent of a pound of gold. Okay? So if an ounce is trading at about 900, for math's sake, let's just call it $15,000 a pound. Are you listening? Got it somewhere? Got your math right? Yes or no? So he had 10,000 times $15,000 is $150 million. Got it? That's a lot of money, ain't it? Say. So he couldn't pay him. How much did he owe him? 10,000 talents, the equivalent to $150 million. Look what happened. But for as much as he had nothing to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, his wife, his children, all that he had, and payment to be made. But look what happened. The servant, therefore, he fell down. He worshipped him. He said, Lord, have patience with me, and I'll pay you all. Could he pay him all? Yes or no? Say. You're going to pay him $150 million. I know you ain't paying him $150 million. But he was down at his feet. He asked for help. Then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion. And guess what? He loosed him. Say that last part with me. And he forgave him the what? One more time. He forgave him the what? One more time. He forgave him the debt. Wow! Isn't that a great story? Story ain't over. Story ain't over. But the same fella that was forgiven, he went out. He found one of his fellow servants. Now he's free. He goes out and finds one of his fellow servants which owed him 100 pence. And he laid hands on him. He took him by the throat. Pay me what you owe me. 100 pence. Boy, that must be worth a lot to take somebody by the throat, right? It's worth about 50 measly bucks. Would you say that with me? 50 measly bucks.
$5.
How much was he forgiven? 150. How much? And he had some guy by the throat for how much? 50 measly what? Bucks. And his fellow servant fell down at his feet. He said, have patience with me. I'll pay you all. He would not. But he went and he cast him into prison until he should pay the debt. That is a... I got to watch my mouth. You're thinking what I'm thinking. So when his fellow servants, when all the others saw what he had done, because they knew he was forgiven $150 million, they were very sorry. They couldn't believe it. They came and told the Lord all that was done. Then his Lord, after that he had called him, he said unto him, oh, you wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you desired me to do it. Shouldest not thou also have compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on you? And his Lord was wroth and delivered him to the tormentors till he should pay all that was due unto him. You think he ever got away from the tormentors? Yes or no? No. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if ye from your hearts forgive not everyone his brother their trespass. Number one, one and only son. Number five, five loaves. 10 lepers. 20 knots. 50 measly bucks. Say it with me. 50 measly bucks. One more time. 50 measly bucks. Okay? What's the point? Here it is. Say it. I am forgiven. When I'm in this kind of bad attitude and this funk, depressed, angry, stressing out, I'm loved. I'm fed. Look how good I'm fed. I'm clean. I'd be ashamed to tell you the wicked, evil things I've done. We'd be here all day, friend. 20 knocks. I have fellowship with Jesus. Can you believe that He would have fellowship with somebody as sorry as me? It's crazy. It's crazy. 50 measly bucks. I am what? Forgiven. Say it with me. I am what? And I want you to think about it. That's how big your sin really is. It's so big, you could never get it taken care of. See? 150, you could never take care of it. But God, for Jesus' sake, has forgiven you. Amen? So remember that. I'm forgiven. Darling, they'd revolt if I didn't give you this $50. There you go right there. Amen? Come on. I love you. Sit back down. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, I didn't have this all planned. Be honest, I didn't. I didn't have this planned. Okay? Here we go. We're on the last one today. Do y'all feel like if you get shown the money, you can get out of some depression now? Okay? I mean, this isn't rocket science, but maybe it'll help you today. We just had Thanksgiving. I don't want you to lose that. I want you to remember that bumper sticker. How to get rich quick. How to get rich quick. Count your blessings. Yeah, how to get rich quick. Show me the money. That's funny. Amen. Here we go. Here's the last one. And, it's a nice one. $100. Okay? $100. Yeah, you should have waited, didn't you, honey? Should have waited. Last story. Let's review. One and only son. I am loved. Five loaves. I am fed. 10 lepers. I am clean. 20 knocks. I am have fellowship. I have fellowship. That might mess you up. Here we go. I have fellowship. 50 measly bucks. I am last story. It's a short one. Luke 15. Jesus speaking. What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he, say that with me, 100 what? One more time, 100 what? What man of you, if he's had 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he finds it? And when he's found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, "Rejoice with me, for I found my sheep which was lost." Isn't that cool? "I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repents, more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance." So what's the 100? Somebody guess. 100 what? 100 sheep. 100, come on, help me now. 100 sheep. 100 sheep. Can you believe it? He loves you so much, He'll leave the 99 and come after you. Isn't that great? You know what? Pop it up, Raj. I matter to God. Would you say that? Let's go. I matter to God. It's hard to be depressed when you get all the money laid out, ain't it? Looky, looky, looky. I matter to God. Satan wants you to think you don't matter. You matter to God. Okay? Whatever you're going through right now, it matters to God. It might be a sin in your life, and that's where you're at right now. You matter to God. Okay? I can't come back to Him. Yes, you can. He loves you. It's not just you coming back. It's just you turning a little bit. Just do this number with me. Just turn a little bit. That's what repentance is. It's called turning. Just start doing this. Turn, and guess what? There He is! Boom! I got Him. Woo, on my shoulders. Amen? Now, if that's the path you want to keep going down, that's your choice. But your God loves you and you matter. And if you will turn, just turn, there He is for you. He's gone out of His way for you. You understand? And He rejoices over that. So, the $100, here it is. Okay, what is it? 100 what? And what's the statement? You know what? Now I had this one all planned. I'm sorry. This one's all planned. This one was planned. You think I'm going to give away $100 without planning this? You know what the Bible says? The Bible says, husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave Himself for it. Did you hear me? Say it with me. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave Himself for it. So, honey, Merry Christmas. Here we go. All right! She got $100 today. Don't spend it on me. Amen? I don't have to worry about that. Hey, trust me. The things this lady's had to put up with my bad attitude sometimes, she deserves a whole lot more than that. Amen? But anyway, let's go over our little message today. See, you messed up at least. Now it's going to look like the whole family got the money. Hey, your brother should have been here. Amen? Let's do it. $1. $1 is what? Well, let's pop it up. We're going to review. We're not going to give you the answers yet. $1 is what? Say it with me. One and only. What's the statement? I am loved. Have you got it? Yes or no? Here we go. Show me the five. Show me the money. Here we go. What was five? Five what? What's that? I am what? Okay. Pop it up. Let's do the 10. Here we go. $10. What have we got? 10 what? Lepers, I am what? Clean, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Let's look at the 20. What's the 20? 20 what? 20 knocks. I have what? Fellowship with Jesus Christ. 50. Here we go. What's the statement? 50 measly bucks. I am what? Forgiven, hallelujah. Amen. And then $100. Pop it up. This is a toughie. Come on. 100 what? And what is that? I what? You matter to God. Amen. It all started, you might wonder where I got this, it all started in Fort Myers, looking out the window at a bumper sticker. How to get rich quick. Count your blessings. Amen. Let's praise the Lord this morning for His Word. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for Your Word. Amen. And everything you saw today is scriptural. Those are scriptural things you can thank God for. Think about the things that you have that you have to go to the Bible for, right? Say. So this is some good stuff right from God's Word. You put God's Word in your heart, I guarantee it, it's going to get you out of those doldrums. It's going to lift your spirit. It will work. Show me the money. You've always got it on. You might not know all the scriptures and everything, but you will remember one and only Son, five loaves, 10 lepers, 20 knots, 50 measly bucks, 100 what? Mm-hmm. Sheep. See?